everybody, and you're listening to the Boom Burst Podcast. On this episode, we're going to be talking about the new Pokemon that were revealed this last weekend. So take it easy, and let's cue the music.
Okay, hello there, everybody.
Hi.
Greetings.
That was delayed. Welcome back to the Boom Burst. We've been running into problems so far, but this should be good.
Yeah, we just had to cut a member this episode because of technical difficulties.
Just
meaning that they aren't on this episode. They're going to be in a new one.
Yeah.
It's just they need to learn to buy a can of air. So I'm throwing that low-key shade at people. So in this episode, as previously mentioned, we're going to be talking about the new Pokemon that got announced this past Friday, July 1st.
Yay!
So, we'll get into it.
Yeah, to start off with those, there were two Pokemon that you guys talked about on E3 that were revealed that now we have localized names for.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they are two adorable little buggers. We got Rockruff, who was... What was it?
Iwanko.
Iwanko. Okay, there we go. The puppy Pokemon.
It's like seven letters. It's six.
Cannot speak today. And then we have Komala, which was previously Nekoala, the normal Pokemon with the broken I am immune to all status except sleep ability.
Called Comatose. Which, it's kind of cool, the name they gave it. Mm-hmm. And I kind of hope it sticks over here instead of it getting censored out like Cacophony did. So we'll just have to see what happens.
Yeah. I really like the new names also. Like I was hoping that those weren't just going to be they were just going to leave them for the American localization. I think the new ones are cool though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they normally localize anything that's not a Pikachu clone.
Yeah.
But starting off our list of new Pokemon, are the evolutions to Grubbin, which by the way, previously, if you listen to the previous episode, I called this.
Yep.
I 100% predicted this.
Boomburst predictions on point, as always.
Boomburst Psy predictions, I get at least one right every time we do an episode.
Wait, what was this prediction?
That Grubbin was going to evolve into a bug electric type.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
I love that type combination.
Me too.
By the way,
it's fine. It's really good. For this one too, I feel like this one might be a really good, like early game Pokemon to use.
This is,
and I think it's cool because he goes from being like round to being square to being like
a triangle.
I don't know if I'm sure that's somewhat intentional, but
yeah, I really like the design. Anyway, the two Grubbin's evolutions, Charjabug, which has been dubbed as the Electric Bus Pokemon. We have officially dubbed it as that, even though it's technically the battery Pokemon.
No, it's a bus.
Yeah, it's a 9-volt.
It's a bus.
It's a 9-volt.
It's a bus.
It goes on top of each other. They plug into each other.
They plug into each other.
Look at their face.
That is not appropriate.
You put the horns in the eyes. They plug in.
No.
And then their mouths just... You're getting human centipede on us here, Sai.
You mean Charjabug centipede?
I mean, it is a centipede. It is a centipede. Let's point that out.
So a centipede?
Well, it's technically a caterpillar, but...
Caterpillar centipede? Bus?
But the other Pokemon...
It's a bus.
The other Pokemon is Vikavolt.
Which is super awesome.
It does. This is the
first... I love the design for Vikavolt.
This is the first early game bug Pokemon that I really, really want to use.
Yeah, same.
Me too.
Not to mention, they both have pretty decent abilities. For one, Vikavolt has, he has Levitate, which for an electric type, well, it's not that big being that he's bug, because the
bug
cancels out the ground anyway.
Ground. But still, being immune to a type is great.
Mm-hmm.
I love the typing.
Yeah. But Charjabug has the ability Battery, which is okay ability for doubles. It increases the power of ally Pokemon special moves,
mm-hmm.
which
neat.
That's pretty cool.
See, looking at this line, just based on how it is, first off, the fact that we've seen Charjabug use Spark, and secondly, that it's got a usable and new ability makes me think that unlike most early game bug types, it's going to go like the Scolipede route and evolve relatively late.
Yeah, I could see mm-hmm. that. I could definitely see that being the case.
You know, I don't think you're going to get Vikavolt at level 10.
No way.
No, he looks like a possibly 30.
Which I feel like is pretty different for a lot of the early game bug types, right?
Yeah.
Usually you just, they go right into there.
Yeah, I mean, there's was an exception in the Scolipede line, like I said, but at the same time in that generation, we had the Seawaddle
mm-hmm.
line, mm-hmm. which turned
which
into
evolved,
Leavanny.
Like, yeah, which evolved by like level 25 or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Gen 5 was the only time that we saw bugs not be fast evolution lines.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess makes sense because Gen 5 was based in New York, which is an American area, and then this is based in Hawaii, which is an American area.
So what they're saying is that Americans are slow.
Basically.
To move on with life. Wow.
And a lot of other things.
That low-key shade.
We're on to you, Game Freak. We're on to you.
But yeah, no, both these look really cool. To be completely honest, I'm probably actually going to use Vikavolt.
Yep.
I probably will, too. I really like
I really like its design. I really like just everything about it.
I might not evolve my Charjabug, if I'm honest.
You mean your bus?
I might keep
Charge
my little bus because my charge
so
bus.
So now you've got two Pokemon on your team that aren't going to be fully evolved.
Yes.
Good job, Dozer. Anyway. All right,
I can
Ash
Pokemon.
Ketchum.
Next Pokemon, quite the interesting name for this one, is Drampa.
It's Dragon Placid Grandpa.
Pokemon. It's Dragon Grandpa.
I love it. Okay.
It's amazing.
This thing, like, here's one thing I'm just going to point out. The new designs, especially like in the models and stuff like that, have so much character to them.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
We've never seen Pokemon this, like, I don't want to say energetic, but this, you know,
animated,
they have so much emotion to them.
Yeah. Like even the quote unquote ugly designed one, which we'll get into next, but has some really great charm to it.
Yeah. But Drampa is a normal dragon type. Really awkward typing there.
Yeah,
I'm
actually looking at it now. It's normal dragon. I actually thought it was steel dragon for a while. So, which I was kind of interested to see, but normal
steel
dragon
would be really good.
Mm-hmm. Steel dragon is good.
See, well, defensively, that's actually really good because that only adds one weakness in fighting.
I feel like normal dragon makes more sense based on the design, though. So I was like, okay, I guess it's
And anyway, and it gives it a ghost immunity. So it only has three weaknesses being dragon, fairy, and fighting. And it's got like five resists and one immunity. Potentially.
It has four resists.
Let me think.
Dragon's only immune to fire, water, grass, and electric.
Yeah,
normal has no resists.
That's
four
still
resists
and
immunity. That's really good. On top of a potential second immunity because it has Sap Sipper.
Yeah, but that's not the ability we want to talk about.
No.
The ability we want to talk about is the
Frenzy.
New ability,
Berserk.
What they changed it to. Which boosts its, I believe it boosts its special attack when its HP drops below 50%. Which, if this thing's bulky and can take a few hits, that's kind of scary.
And looking at it, he's kind of large, you know. He looks kind of squishy, but he's big enough that I can see him being kind
bulky.
Of tough, so.
You know, here's something that I was thinking about, though. With how it's worded right now, it's increased special attack when hit points reach 50%. Does that activate every time hit points reach 50%?
That's a good question.
Because if it does, this thing, under like rest and sleep talk, is a monster.
That'd be terrifying.
And
it'd
I mean,
be
his
amazing.
Normal fire.
And it doesn't even need setup moves.
No,
if that's the case.
No, it's just by trying to kill it, you're making it, you know,
making
its attack
it harder
boost.
To kill, or making it. So I could see him being super duper awesome. And I am curious if he's going to have any evolutions or any, like, you know, things that evolve into it that we haven't seen yet.
This could be our pseudo legendary that we're looking at, yeah, too.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking it might be, but I don't know. I could see it kind of being another this gen's Dragonite, you know?
Dragonite was a pseudo legendary.
Yeah, Dragonite was a super pseudo.
But, you know, it's still.
Like maybe this gen's
Altaria.
Drudigan.
Or Drudigan. The Drudigan. Other dragon type.
Yes.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, I like Drampa's design.
Me too. At first I was skeptical, but the more I look at it, he's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The next Pokemon, which triggers me so much, is Bruxish. Or I don't even know how to say it.
Bruxish.
Bruxish.
Hashtag yeah. Brexit, I mean.
Hashtag.
Wow, no, we don't talk about Brexit. Politics on this.
Brexit? Brexit.
Anyway, it is the Gnash Teeth Pokemon, which is and it's Water and Psychic, which are two really cool types. And it has the ability Strong Jaw and Dazzling, which is a new ability, which is busted.
Yeah, as like how it's currently worded, because once again, we don't know exactly what these abilities, how they work.
Well, they showed in the video that it just cancels out the attack.
Yeah, but that's like really strong in of its own right. But a lot of people are like, does it stop like status? Does it stop protect?
Probably not protect, but still like being able to explain Dazzling basically cancels out any higher priority move.
The exact wording that we've got prevents moves with an increased speed priority from hitting.
Yeah, so it makes them miss. I would expect Protect to not be in those because it's not a move that hits an opponent.
Same things with like Prankster, Calm Mind, and such like that.
Mm-hmm. But for example, a Pokemon that's Psychic type that can never be hit by Sucker Punch.
Yeah,
that's kind of big.
Not to mention a Water type. That comes in on Talonflame and is just like, no Brave Bird for you.
Exactly. Like, this thing is scary. Especially because you can possibly, like, switch this into someone who, again, is using, like, a Talonflame or something, and they just can't attack anymore.
They need to switch out their Talonflame. This thing makes Talonflame just useless.
Yeah. The only thing I like it. I like the design, how they're using, like, a triggerfish, because triggerfish, I believe, are native to Hawaii.
You mean a Nuka Pua? That's
yeah,
what they're called.
Yeah, it's also known as a wedge tail triggerfish.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, I like, it's actually the state fish of Hawaii.
It is.
Okay, I was sure that it was native to it, I just couldn't remember. I don't memorize state fish.
It's Humu Nuka Nuka Pua.
Okay.
Yep, I know that thanks
Hawaiian,
to the movie.
Olivia?
Huh?
Are you part of Hawaiian?
No, I just watched the movie 50 First Dates.
Oh, okay.
And they talk about it in that movie.
I thought we were going to bring Lilo and Stitch into this again. But why are you watching 50 First Dates? It's like a really bad anime.
No, I watched
movie.
It like 80 million times like 5 years ago. For some reason now I know what the state fish of Hawaii is because of that. So, I was just looking forward to the chance to show off that knowledge.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But the only thing I'm worried about with this Pokemon is in its name and the fact that it has Strong Jaw, because they show if it uses Psywave and stuff. I'm really scared they're going to try and make this thing like a mixed attacker with really meh stats, kind of like what were the two fish from Gen 5 that didn't evolve? They were the same Pokemon, but there were two of them.
Yeah, it was... Basculin. It was Basculin.
Yeah, so like I really hope this thing doesn't end up like a Basculin, because I really want to use this, to be honest.
Look,
it just looks so cool.
I don't care if it can't do damage. You will use it for Dazzling. That is it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you will use it to switch in on a Talonflame or anything that's like got a priority move or what have you. It's just that, and Water Psychic is a really good typing.
Mm-hmm. It's got decent defense. It just looks like it's gonna be a good Pokemon overall.
It does.
The only thing I'm just worried about is, again, like, how they're going to adjust its attacking stats.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
I'm more concerned on if it's gonna be bulky or not.
Because
it looks like it could go either way of being, like, and when bulky, I mean, is it gonna be bulky like a lantern level, quote-unquote bulky, where not really? Or is it gonna be like, I don't know,
just like fast and frail?
Mm-hmm. Or is it gonna be like Milotic bulky, which is terrifying?
It's not going to be Milotic bulky.
You never know. You never know.
I think we can assume that. That's like saying this next Pokemon's gonna be Milotic bulky.
I mean, Bruxish looks fat. A little.
Rude, she's trying to watch her weight.
I mean, she's doing a good attempt. Better attempt than
is
I
that how, I was about to say, is that how you justify it, Dozer? It's a good attempt?
Yes. I'm gonna have pizza today. Aren't you trying to lose weight? It was a good attempt.
It was a good attempt once. Alright, next Pokemon, though. Cutiefly!
Which is my favorite of the new ones, by like, the way, because it is adorable.
And literally, it is a cutiefly.
It's so... I love the name.
It's a cutiefly.
And I love the design, too, because it just reminds me of, like... I don't even remember what they're called from Rayman. But I feel like they're also called cutiefly.
Oh, yeah, the...
I know they're
not. I know
not.
What you're talking about.
But, like, because I played Rayman Origins a little bit, and this thing just reminds me of the stuff from that.
Yeah, I played some of the old games, too.
Yeah. But it is Bug and Fairy with Honey Gatherer and Shield Dust. Not the best abilities.
Mm-hmm.
Honey but Gatherer might have some use.
I'm pretty sure that it's going to be evolving into something something cool.
Only I think, if it's male.
I think... Oh. No, no. This is probably going to be... Like, this is my speculation. I think this is going to be the early evolves in 10 levels by level 10 bug type. Maybe.
Mm. I could see that.
It's so little. It's so cute.
That, and I just like to point out, once again, Game Freak's doing an amazing job in adapting real, like, Hawaiian animals into Pokemon. Because Cutiefly actually is a really real bug.
Mm-hmm.
It's known as...
Beefly, right?
Yeah, it's Toratsuri Abu is what it's also known as. And it's a Japanese bug.
Hmm.
It's only native and only lives in Okayama, Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really cool looking too. Cause they look like bees, but they have the real long, like, I don't know what the scientific term is, but the nose.
Proboscis?
yeah, sure.
Proboscis.
Yeah, I think they're cool looking. Mm-hmm. Not as cute as Cutiefly, but pretty close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this thing looks adorable. I gotta say, so far, like, all these designs are awesome.
I
think this, from what we've seen so far, I have to say this is probably my favorite design generation.
Yeah.
Yep. And I know that a lot
just
of people,
from these ones so far.
A lot of people are hating on the one that you like, what's it called, Bruxish?
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's based on a real fish, and I mean
it's based on a real fish.
And I mean the colors are a little bit weird, but I mean it's psychic type. They got to put purple in there somewhere, right?
And exactly. If you've seen the picture of the actual fish, it is a really good adaptation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I mean, I think it's fine, and I really like
especially
the other ones.
Especially,
have
you ever seen a triggerfish's mouth?
Yeah.
It's downright terrifying just like that.
Just like that. It doesn't have, you know, the big, you know, lip injection lips. But
the teeth on them?
I mean, the teeth, though. It kind of, because of the way that it's colored, it does kind of look like it's got lip injection lips.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they just played it up because it's Pokemon.
Yeah, of course.
Exactly.
You know, they're supposed to be cartoony.
Yep.
They're Pokemon. So. They are cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of something that looks really cartoony, this next one.
It's not cartoony. It's adorable. It's this generation's Pokemon. It's this generation's Pikachu.
it's Togedemaru.
Togedemaru.
I love it. It's the roly-poly Pokemon. It's Electric Steel. Roly-poly
Pokemon.
It's Electric Steel, which on paper kind of sounds bad because, you know, quad ground type weakness, but it's the Pikachu for this generation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it looks like a hedgehog to me.
I know
what it is.
Especially if you've seen like the animations of it, how its little quills pop out when it uses attacks.
I know, it's adorable. Upset.
Yeah, I love him. I think he's cute.
Mm-hmm. And it has the abilities Iron Barbs and Lightning Rod, both pretty decent abilities.
Yeah, very much so. Besides, mm-hmm. you know, the giant 4x weakness to electric, this thing looks like it's going to be pretty bulky. Because I
four
mean,
4x weakness to ground.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
It has a possible electric immunity. So.
Yeah, I'm not. See, this is why we don't normally record before 5 PM. Because Dozier doesn't function.
Dozier doesn't wake up until a half hour from now.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. It's just, I want to pinch its cheeks and get shocked by it and then cuddle with it and get poked and bleed to death and die happy. Mm-hmm.
If I wasn't dead set on using Vikavolt on my team, I probably would have put this on it.
I mean, I'd use both.
I don't like mixing types. The only time I mixed types was because of the water-only challenge. But that's just the way I play.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to state this for everyone who plays Pokemon games and asks, how's the correct way to play it? It's however you want.
Exactly.
Pretty much. And I'm a big fan of electric type in general, so I'm excited to see these cool new electric types.
Oh, like this next one.
It's probably my favorite type.
This next electric type. And it's probably undeniably the coolest looking Pokemon so far.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And that would be Tapu Koko, which, well, I'll let you talk about it, Dozier.
Okay. Tapu Koko is the guardian of, it's the guardian of, what is it, Mimir?
Mele Mele Island.
Mele Mele or Mary Mary Island. I think it depends what game you're playing, which language it is. And
well, I mean, it's Mele from that's what they said in the trailer.
Okay. Okay, so. I'm reading here on Bubblepedia and it says something different.
That's why I put links into the chat with everything that we'd possibly talk about.
And it's seen under control of Hala. And it's basically this giant tiki bird head that opens up and it's this badass electric guardian dude. And one thing
that looks kind of like a rooster, too. It's got the big crown on its head that looks cool.
Well, we didn't even talk about the typing and stuff yet.
Electric fairy.
Which is pretty decent, and it has the ability of Electric Surge,
which is big,
which is very. It's probably one of the most interesting abilities in this game. It activates electric terrain when being sent out, and if I remember, electric terrain prevents Pokemon from going to sleep.
I'm fact checking that,
as well as boosting electric type moves.
Yeah, it's sleep or young one, rest will fail. Mm-hmm. Damage done by electric type moves is increased by 50%.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Nature power and becomes then Thunderbolt. Secret power uses the animation for Thunder Shock.
Yeah.
Camouflage causes the user to become an electric type.
Electric type. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very interesting ability, and it gives itself an extra boost in its own.
So it'll stab attack right from the beginning. Will do 50% bonus, which is super cool.
It's just like it's a new weather really now,
because
the terrain moves came out and they were kind of like weather effects, but they weren't officially weather effects, and now there's an ability that I'm starting to classify electric terrain as a weather effect,
because
it has a lot of the same characteristics of them.
So one thing to mention, before we get into what I was going to talk about, it also has its own signature move. Well, we don't know if it's signature or not, but it's a very specific move that's only been shown by it, called Nature's Madness.
Yeah.
Which is a really cool name.
Yeah, and it's Super Fang.
Basically.
It reduces the opponent's hit points in half.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's crazy. But one thing I kind of want to say is that I feel like this is somewhat of a confirmation that we're going to have a legendary trio or possibly a legendary quartet for this game.
With the like totem, like.
Yeah, not only that, but because this is the guardian of Melee Island, and there's four distinct different islands that you can use, there's also multiple types of terrain moves, including misty terrain, grassy terrain, and then there's, I think that might be all of them, but at the same time, I feel like there might be
add a new
no, those are the only three.
Yeah,
they might
only
add a
three.
New one.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised if they add another new
one. I was talking with someone, and they speculate that there's going to be a new terrain move because there's going to be four guardians.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, I think that's really cool. Mm-hmm. Like,
yes, I do.
I have to say, probably of the last generation, the terrain moves were probably one of the most underwhelming moves put into the game. I know some people were using grassy terrain a little bit for like recovery and stuff. My one problem with this whole theory, though, is that means there's going to be one guardian that's just going to be probably pure fairy, or maybe fairy psychic.
I don't know.
But I'd kind of more bank on the pure fairy.
Yeah.
You think?
But, I mean, that means we get another grass fairy.
Unless, yeah, we'd get another grass fairy.
This also, with us finally getting, oh my goodness, so I just refresh the page and now it says Mary.
Yeah, that's why,
but
I got it mixed up.
Yeah, but anyway, with this, it also kind of gives us a hint that we might be getting the Pokedex theory that we had before, how there's a different Pokedex for every island.
Mm-hmm.
Because the one thing that was brought up was the Melee Pokedex.
Mm-hmm.
Which in a sort kind of sounds like your Coastal Kalos or that kind of thing.
Yep.
So there might be a different Pokedex for each island now.
See, now the thing that intrigues me the most right now is that this is the island deity, but it's under the control of Hala, who's like the big kahuna of the island, or if you want to call him like the chief or whatever. And I remember I was talking to someone when the map was originally revealed, and they were like, what if there's like island? They thought that maybe there'd be no gyms, and maybe there's like island chieftains. There's going to be gyms. It's Pokemon.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
there's going to be an ice type gym. Calling it now.
Probably. But what if there are like island chieftains or
chieftains?
Something like that. Or
like kind of like.
Yeah.
And they've basically have control of the island's guardian. Because this is the first time we've seen a legendary Pokemon outside of, like, N. Like, a legendary Pokemon where someone just had it.
Brandon.
What?
Brandon.
In?
Emerald. Had every single Reggie.
Okay. That was Battle Frontier?
Yeah.
Yeah, never played never played Emerald.
Yeah. But, yeah, he has every single Reggie.
That's a like, that's a post game thing,
but still, he has every single one of them.
Okay.
And on top of that, what's her name also has an Entei.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said,
but like of the main story characters,
not many.
Of the main story characters, like the only other main story character in a Pokemon game that obtains a legendary is N, and he obtains it throughout the story.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I think is interesting about him, and this is a small thing, but isn't this the first Pokemon that's had a space in their name?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's the first two-word Pokemon name.
Yeah, which I don't. That's not really a big deal, but I just think it's interesting because I didn't expect that to be a thing. So.
Yeah, I feel I understand that. It's still really cool.
It's as cool as Fletchinder. How Fletchinder was the first 11-letter Pokemon. But, no, like, that, for the most part, kind of wraps up all the stuff, all the Pokemon. There were some small things also leaked out. Again, there was more Zygarde news, but it's the same Zygarde news we've been getting over and over again. Except now a confirmation on how the ability works, called Power Construct. It changes Zygarde's forms to complete form when his hit points are less than 50%. And he also has the aforementioned move known as
Core Enforcer.
Core Enforcer.
Zygarde has three signature moves: Core Enforcer, Thousand Arrows, and Thousand Waves.
Yep. That's the most of any other legendary.
Mm-hmm.
One more thing to mention. There are a bunch of screenshots that came out as well.
You can ride Pokemon again.
Yep. You can ride Pokemon. There's an image of a Stoutland being rode. There is also scenes of Pokemon being traded. There's some screenshots of Pokemon evolving, which is kind of cool. As well as there are just overall images of like battles and encountering Pokemon and stuff like that.
This
It
looks the so one thing, good. I just need to
yeah,
say.
The one thing we did not talk about on the E3 Pokemon, I believe, and I really hate that we didn't, but I completely flaked over it, is Pokemon Battle Royale.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
I've forgotten about that, too. You're right. We forgot. Yep.
I wasn't on that
episode.
It's
a free-for-all, right?
Yeah, it's a free-for-all.
Yeah.
Something really cool because it's something that people on like YouTube and fans just made up on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And, like a good person to see examples of this with would be Shofu off the top of my head.
Yep. And it's
because like
four people, they go into multi-battle and you can attack your partner and it's a free-for-all. Mm-hmm. And
it's just cool.
Game Freak basically just saw that and they're like, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. And I love seeing game developers do stuff like that, like see ideas that their fans have like created and be like, let's make that official.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have to go through this crazy backdoor way and it can be like super cool and exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always enjoyable to see like developers pay attention to stuff. Also, another thing to bring up, noticing from some of these screenshots, is that it looks like trainers will be able to be seen behind their Pokemon.
I know, that's a minor thing, but because we kind of saw that before when it was just 2D graphics.
And we also saw it all the time in Pokemon XD and Colosseum.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that maybe your NPCs that you encounter will have reactions to Pokemon being hit and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like a minor aesthetic thing, but at the same time, it's pretty cool.
It is.
I like it.
Makes
really
gym
like
battles
it.
Super hype.
Yeah. I just hope that the Young Goose goes the route of Zigzagoon and goes between the trainer's legs when it gets thrown backwards.
That'd be great.
I just like how much they're trying to actually integrate the battles into the environments.
I know.
Like with the like they have audiences of the gym battles, right? Too. They showed with a trailer a while back.
Think so.
I'm pretty sure I remember seeing there were people like standing around the like platform.
And it's just I can't get over how beautiful this game looks.
Mm-hmm. I'm super excited. I think this region is going to be super awesome.
Sun and Moon look like they're going to be literally the best Pokemon games that we've ever seen. Game Freak is pulling out all of the stops on the 20th year anniversary game.
Yeah, which is awesome. And you know what? They're holding up with a good meme as well, because it's confirmed that in caves, you can run into Zubats.
Yes. It wouldn't be Pokemon without Zubat caves.
Nope. Not at all. But I think that just about wraps up all the information from the July 1st drop.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything else to really talk about.
All I know
other than the fact that Mele Mele Island is supposed to be the starting island. Yeah, it's confirmed to be the starting island. So that's kind of cool. But other than that, there's not much else. So overview, a lot of new Pokemon got announced. We may have a hint at our possible legendary trio or even quad. And we got a bunch of new abilities and a bunch of new screenshots to look at. If you want the information to these screenshots, they will be in the description. There's like 5 leaks or links. All from Cerebi.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's about it. Any last thoughts about this, guys?
Everything looks amazing. It's all amazing. I absolutely love what they're doing with the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this makes me more excited about Pokemon. I've been kind of getting a little apathetic towards Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the starters were hype. After that, it was just like, oh, here's a few more Pokemon. I'm just like, eh. You know, it's a lot of the same stuff that we've seen before. And then this last news drop, I'm just like, whoa. Mm-hmm. They're doing something special with this generation.
Yeah. Also, on a side note, remember, guys, pick up Shaymin.
Yes.
It is currently live until the 21st.
I believe so.
24th.
24th. Yeah, we tweeted out about it on our Twitter last night. By the way, follow us on Twitter. We're trying to be more active there. Talk to us. We like to talk to you guys.
Do it. Call us mean names. We don't care.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe not. But
the only thing you're not allowed to say is that Popplio sucks.
Or...
We also take like suggestions for episodes, because you know sometimes there isn't enough Pokemon news to go around.
And I will say that we've got something kind of special planned in the works that we're trying to get set up.
Yeah, it might be not only a Twitter thing, but we might figure out some way to put it on YouTube, depending on which. Mm-hmm. How we go about it. Probably it's just gonna be a Twitter thing, though.
Probably just gonna be a Twitter thing and like a podcast episode series, and something that we do that you can all play around along with. So we want to interact with you guys through it too. More information will be coming up on that as we finalize things and get some people involved. But it's
Final thing to bring up though.
Okay.
Because I'm actually just scrolling through Cerebi for anything that I might have missed. And this is for the European players first.
Okay.
If you don't have a new 3DS XL and you're thinking of buying one for Sun and Moon, there's going to be a special edition one.
Yes.
For Europe and Australia. That has both Lunala and Solgaleo. It's pure black. It looks really cool. And there are fan editions of Pokemon Sun and Moon. That will be for Europe as well.
Yay!
But they'll be in, like, steelbooks, so it's kind of cool.
Yeah,
steelbooks are always nice. I have a lot of them, and I buy things just because they're in steelbooks.
Steelbooks, yeah, I can imagine
it might be a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe $10 more, if anything.
Worth.
But other than that, just some small stuff.
Pretty much.
For the European players, because you know they always get the fun pre-order stuff. Meanwhile, we get little plastic
Groudon cookies.
Figurines. Groudon cookies. Hey, you know, we did get the ground on statues eventually. You said to buy the TCG to get it.
I hope we get some good pre-order bonuses this time.
Yeah. If not, I might just download this
through also, the eShop
to get it right away.
Since Monster Hunter Generations comes out in 12 days of this report, since this recording.
So in 9 days.
And I'm hyped, and it's completely unrelated to Pokemon, but it is on 3DS, so all of you people should get it to play with me.
Yep. tweet at her at OC Dunlap on Twitter.
Do it.
And Olivia, she will play with you.
I don't even play Monster Hunter 4, which I got for $20, because Dozer won't play with me.
That's because
the get together.
The controls suck on the 3DS.
Because you're clearly a filthy casual, Lyle.
I am. I will not deny that. I am a filthy casual. I am going to ignore.
I'm not that stone cold.
I'm going to ignore your Monster Hunter games because I am getting ready to get Mirage, that Final Fantasy Shin Megami Tensei, Final Fantasy Fire Emblem Shin Megami Tensei crossover that is basically JRPG Pop Idol Edition Wii anime now.
Yeah, that sounds like something you might be ashamed of playing, though.
No shame.
Just from
no
the
shame.
Way you described it.
No shame.
But anyway, come back next time. I think our next topic will probably be a generic one, unless something big in Pokemon happens in the next 2 weeks. But we'll probably talk about games, like, not so well-known Nintendo games that you should probably play.
Yeah.
Because,
especially ones, you know, that are on the eShop.
Especially ones on the eShop. Like Ace Attorney Trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
By the way, I finally broke down and got Super Mario RPG on the eShop.
Yeah, but we'll talk about that next time. I've been Sai.
I've been Dozer.
And Fleet.
And Queenie.
And this has been the Boom Burst.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
All right, now I gotta go work a gay wedding.